If there was a group of people and they designated an animal to be their Pesach offering, and then they lost it. The animal was lost before they slaughtered or anything. So they said to one of the people, go find it. Go see if you can find the Pesach offering. And if you can find it, take it to the temple and go slaughter it up on our behalf. So he goes, and Taki does find the animal, and he slaughters it up in the temple. But the problem is, Vahem lakhu v'shachatu. They worry that he's not going to find it. And the kerbal is they go and they take another animal, and they slaughter up the other animal. So what happens in this case over here? It says, the Mishnah, im shelo nishchat rishon. If he found the animal and he slaughtered the animal first, hu oichel mishelo, he can eat, he eats from the animal, vahem oichlin imo mishelo, and he also eats. If he Taka found that animal first, and slaughtered it up first, then because they had made him kind of their shaliach, and right, so they all still registered on that animal, and that will be their korban pesach. The im shelahen nishchat, but if they slaughter up their animal first, then at the time that they slaughter up their animal, they deregister themselves from his, and they register themselves on theirs. So in that scenario of their haim oichlin mishilahin, they will eat from the korban pesach of the second animal that they offered up, because that was offered up first, and they will be deregistered on the animal he found. Vehu oichel mishilo, but they can't make themselves shaliach for him. So he will continue to eat from the animal he finds. So they'll eat from theirs, and he'll eat from his one over there. Vim eina yadur, Eze mahin nishchat rishon. If they don't know who offered up the animal first, or sheshachtu shnam keechad, or they were both slaughtered up at about exactly the same time, now we've got a problem, right? So now in this scenario over here, hu oichel mishelo, he is still fine because he is going to eat from his korban pesach. That's the only one. He was never registered on the other one. They were never he never made them their shaliach. So he will always eat from his one. V'haim einam oichlin imo, but they can't eat with him, because maybe they slaughtered up theirs first. So they can't eat with him, because maybe they slaughtered theirs first, and they should actually eat theirs. V'shelahen, but they can't eat their own either, because maybe, right, he slaughtered it first, maybe Itaka did slaughter it first, and they would be registered with him on the one he offered up. So in that scenario over there, they stuck. They can't eat from either korban pesach. They can't eat from theirs, because maybe he slaughtered his first, and they can't eat from his, because maybe they slaughtered theirs first. So in this scenario over here, Yetzel Beis Hashreifa, the second korban pesach has to be burnt, can't be eaten by anybody, but they don't have to make a pesach sheni, and they don't have to make a pesach sheni, because maybe theirs was slaughtered first, the one that they brought up second. We don't know. So in that scenario over there, okay. So he would be fine there because he always eats from his in all of those scenarios. But they the ones who would be in doubt and get themselves into a mess in the second case. Amalehin, different case now. If you turn it around, he says to them, Im Echati, I am going to find a Korban Pesach. I'm going to find it, right? If I delay, Tzu'u v'shachatu alai, you slaughter up a Korban Pesach for me. So now in this case, they're not making him a shaliach. He is making them a shaliach if he delays and doesn't come back. Halach umatza v'shachat. So he goes and he goes looking for the lost korban pesach, and he finds it, and he takes it to the temple, and he slaughters it up. V'hein lachu v'shachatu. But they don't know that, so what do? They also go and slaughter up a korban pesach. So now it's a little bit of a reverse scenario, and it's as follows. Im shelahem nishchat rishon, if they slaughtered their korban pesach first, at the time they slaughtered their korban pesach, he is deregistered from his, and he's registered on theirs because he made them a shaliach for him. So in that scenario, hein oichel mishlehem v'oichel imahem, they all eat from that korban pesach because he made them a shaliach, and they offered up first, and therefore they all eat from that animal. Ve'im shelo nishkat rishon, if he offers up first, right, then hu oichel mishlo, he'll eat from the animal he offered up. Because at the minute he offers up that animal, he deregisters himself from their group, and he makes himself, that's his korban pesach. But they didn't make him a shaliach to do that. So vahein oichlin mishalahen, so they'll eat from their own korban pesach. The curveball is v'im eino yoda eizam hem nishchat rishon or sheshchat tishnam keechad. If they don't know who offered up first, or they offered it up together, So now they've got a problem. Now they've got a balagan. And in this case over here, hein oichlin mishalehen, they'll always eat, the group will always eat from the Korban Pesach that they offered up. Why? Because they never made him in this scenario shaliach for them. He went out on his own and he went to look for the Korban Pesach and he made them a shaliach in case he doesn't come back. But they never made him a shaliach to go find that Korban Pesach. So they'll eat from their own Korban Pesach. The who ain't oichlin mahen, but now he can't eat with them. Because we don't know who offered up first. So if they offered up first, he made them a shalech. So if they offered up first, he must eat with them, right? But if he offered up first, he must eat from his own one. And we don't know which one was offered first. So in this case over here, he can't eat with them, and he can't eat from his own, because we don't know which was came first. So v'shaloi yatzel beis hashrafa. So he won't eat from either of them, and the one he offered up will actually get burnt, because it might be an ownerless korban pesach. It would get burnt up at the beis hashrafa. U'patim nesos pesach sheni. But again, he doesn't have to bring a second, doesn't have to bring a korban pesach, Pesach Sheni, and the reason being because maybe he did offer up first. Right? He can't eat it out of doubt, but maybe he did, so he wouldn't bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. Amalehen v'amru lo, if they make each other reciprocal shaliachs, they say to him, you know, you are shaliach, go find the lost one, and they say, and he says to them, if I don't come back, make me a shaliach on yours. So in this case over here, oichlin kulam minarishon, they would all eat from whichever animal was slaughtered first, right, because they're reciprocal shaliachs. And if they don't know which one was slaughtered first, both animals have to be burnt. Because we don't know which animal was offered up first, and they're reciprocal shaliachs. So it could be, if his was offered up first, right, so then he made them the shaliach, so the second animal can't be eaten. But maybe the second animal was offered up first, then the first animal can't be. So they've got to burn both animals in this case over here. In last case, lo amalehem v'lo amru lo. He didn't say anything to them and they didn't say anything to him. He just went off to look for the lost animal, but nothing was said to anybody. Nobody made anybody a shaliach. He just went to look. In this case over here, einan acherain ze laze. They have no responsibility for one another, and they would each eat from which korban they own, and there'd be no problem over here. So it brings at the end over here that based on this, the sages said, silence is golden for sages, and how much more so for the foolish. Even a fool, when he's silent, is considered wise. That's a proverb. Because if they just stayed quiet, and they didn't make any plans, they would have just each eaten the Korban Pesach that they slaughtered. They got into trouble by trying to make each other a shaliach to go and go find it. Or if I'm late, you know, you go find it for us. If I'm late, make it for me. That's when they got into trouble.